Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
As we proceed. To give you what you need. Not live, motherfucker. Get live, motherfucker. As we proceed. To give you what you
need. Peter Didlington.
I should have bought some baby oil.
Turn that mic up. Yeah, the beat is not gonna leave that mic up. Turn that shit the fuck up. What? Turn up louder. Yeah.
Separate the weak from the absurd.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the opsa. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stop when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops, said they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Peel more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G., it ain't safe. I'm in the ski chase. Rashes on the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bad fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine. And I'm Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this.
As we pour the baby oil all over the little boy.
Get
that's
loud,
what I'm saying.
Loud, motherfuckers.
Pour that baby oil all over those little boys. If you want to make it in Hollywood, if you want to become a rap star, you got to suck my dick.
Well, he fucking got let off, man. Practically got let off. But we're gonna go into that in a bit, man. Welcome to episode 139 of Almshouse, Hugh Almshouse.
139. Do you know what's happened to the Almshouse, yeah?
What?
There's like episodes that feel like mad recent. Yeah. And I'm looking at them and they're like episode like 78. And you're like, what the fuck? And it was like a lot of episodes ago, man.
Yeah. And there are some we've done recently that feel like they were done ages ago. I rewatched the Mark Bodie episode.
Yeah, it's a top episode.
It's a
still gets
good
a lot
one.
Of love and a lot of new comments. Yeah, it was a good, yeah. It was
really
good, man.
But not enough people have seen it yet, so go watch it. I can hear a hum in my headphone. And you're not even wearing headphones, motherfucker.
Get your headphones. It might be my charger pack. Let me get this.
But yeah, like I said, episode 139, we've got lots to get through. Graph critique, maybe even a listener question. We're going to chat about the Diddy trial and what's the latest news from Mr. Diddlington.
I can't believe I'm not wearing headphones. 139 episodes, man.
It's like Jesus Christ. No, it's easily done, man. I know. Sorry, Aki.
Oh, sorry, Aki. Aki and Jazz on holiday.
Oh yeah, the hump.
Aki in and jazzing it up.
Yeah. I gotta get this out of the way. We got a really nice email from someone. I just wanted to shout out Scott Lucas from Southend and his lovely missus. Yeah. Congratulations.
Big Scott is a certified bad man.
Yeah.
A lover of the Almshouse.
Yeah.
A certified stalwart of the Almshouse. A knight of the Almshouse table. Big up him. What are they doing? They're getting married and
They're getting married and
they're having birthdays and shit. They wanted a t-shirt. Maddie said, no, we're not giving out t-shirts on anything. We honestly don't have any. Do we?
We got some on the way. I've been in talks to get some pressed up. So I'm aiming to get them done before the Graph Jam, which is coming up in July, 20th of July. Sunday, 20th of July, the Almshouse Graph Jam. There'll be paint. Hopefully there'll be food. There'll be music. And we'll be recording an episode there on the day. You know, we're going to get some big heads. I've been reaching out to come through. You know what I mean? It'll be in West London. More details closer to the time. So, yeah, keep that in the diary. 20th.
But that's 100%. 20th of July. Sunday, the 20th of July.
Yeah, it's coming up, man. It's coming up. I even chatted to
Harry
Love. Be
ready for your graph to get dissed. Harry Love's going to play...
He said he might come play some tunes. You know, Bap said he's going to pass through and ban and a couple of guests that have been on the pod and a couple of other people, hopefully. And like I said, we'll be recording the pod. And just a heads up, it was the same last year. Anyone who comes and paints, everyone is welcome as long as you're not a dickhead. But your graph will be critiqued. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we'll go along the whole wall like we did last year, and we'll critique all the graph and stuff like that. So just be warned, all right?
What other news? I've got other news. Chrome and Black is open next week. Chrome and Black, I repeat, is open next week, mother lovers.
For a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's been closed for a couple of weeks now, isn't it?
That's what you can do, do you know what I mean, when you're dripping in Gucci?
When you're the CEO, you know
when you're the CEO, that's how you flow.
No doubt.
But big up all the Chrome and Black people. Big up all the sponsors. Big up Infamy. Big up Metro Sport.
Yes.
Big up the BBC.
No doubt.
Fun Banksy. You know what I mean? That's the end of it. We'll see you next week.
I went to VIP Graffiti Shop for the first time. I've never made it to there, man. And I know Billy passed away like a week or two ago. So I just wanted to say RIP to Billy. I've met him several times, but I just never made it to the shop. Because the shop was just so far in Tottenham, I think. You know what I mean? And obviously, we have alliances with Chroma Black. So, you know, I never really had the need to really go there. You know what I'm saying? But I went there the other week because I had a graph commission theme. I had to do a graph commission for an Asian trans women's football team. They wanted some graph done. They paid me well, man. They paid me some good money.
I'm not laughing. An Asian, what does that mean? Like Chinese, Japanese, or like India, Pakistan?
I think Chinese, Japanese.
Has to be Thailand, doesn't it, ladyboys? Like, they love it. They can kick a good ball.
Ladyboys is different from trans.
Wait. This was a trans, Asian trans football team.
Yeah, based in London.
Are they like men or are they women?
Mate, I didn't ask mad questions, man. I just said, what do you want painting? They told me this bit. And I said, where? They said, over there. And I did it, man. They were lovely people. It was beautiful.
Over in Tottenham?
No. Here in West London, man. It was great. They hooked me up, paid me very quickly, swiftly. Everything was beautiful. They loved the artwork. All good, you know?
Yeah.
It was just their football team. Runners
getting paid by football teams.
Football team name up on the wall and shit, man. It was dope. So big up VIP. Shout out thingy. That was it. Talal. He just came back from Glastonbury. He was out there doing comedy.
He was headlining in Glastonbury with Rod Stewart.
Yes. He showed me an article. I can't tell which newspaper this
is. Oh,
yeah.
This is mad. All the people, listen to this.
Yeah.
You know those fucking mugwins? Who were going around the tube going, Sadiq can't. So what we're going to do is we're going to buff all the graph. And they were like making Instagram stories. They were making videos. They even got in the press. Like, you know, Rupert and Gertrude were going around buffing tags and saying how the central line of the Bakerloo line was an absolute disgrace and making people feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Well, apparently,
and they were going
Amber's going to get out an article that says these fucking dickhead mugwins doing, obviously now we can say doing it for nothing but hype and likes.
Yeah, and also I found out that they were actually one of their main sponsors is Reform UK. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of their goals, political goals, is to shit on Sadiq Khan. Yeah.
But they were also sponsored by Labour and Conservative.
Mainly Conservative. There was one Labour thing.
But anyway, what they were doing is they were getting reaches on the train and then buffing them.
Yeah. So, let me get to the article. So the headline of the article is TFL chief accuses campaigners of spraying tube graffiti just so they can clear it up. Vigilante cleaners told to stop taking matters into their own hands. Yeah. They said they're walking around in high vis. And then another quote from the TFL chief. He said, we also have evidence of people creating graffiti and then removing it so that is being investigated by the relevant. So they've been like, basically, because some of the tags are obviously quite hard to buff off. Infamy, 10% discount if you use Almshouse 10. So they've actually been using like whiteboard markers, like the easy wipeable stuff, doing tags and then filming and going, look, it's look how easy it is to clean off. And they're like fucking just doing bullshit like that, basically.
That's what it must have been, because there was a couple of them where they had like a fucking their mum's fanny flannel and they were just wiping off graph with that. And I was thinking, what? How's that? What kind of ink is that? Other brands, like whose is that? You're right, man. It must have been a fucking whiteboard marker.
Whiteboard marker. Or like, you know, some people are using Posca pens. I'm sure some people are using other things. So yeah, certain things are probably easy to wipe. But like we said, it's not about them wanting to clean the train or whatever. It's all politically kind of motivated and stuff like that. There's other things behind the scenes that happen.
So joke though that they've like didn't Croc like make stickers of their faces or something?
Yeah, I don't know if he ended up doing anything with it. I haven't heard anything. So
brilliant. Yeah, but what about sense. I mean, just to like, you know, I mean, just to like, oh, imagine the meeting, you know, and like reform. Oh, what can we do? Well, what we can do, yeah, is we could like, you know, everyone's hating all the graph. And so basically we'll go out there, send some kids to fucking get a graph on the trains, then buff it off and then say Sadiq can't do it. He's a cunt. Yeah. And look how quick and easy it is. Imagine doing that fucking meeting. Like, it's getting way too far. But also look where we are in the world of graph, where that's like,
yeah,
like 6 years ago, this didn't exist.
Well, no.
3 years ago, this didn't exist.
There's been lulls. And like, I saw a post by this other guy who's on GB News. I can't remember his name. Alex something, Thornton or something. He goes on GB News. He's, again, a right-wing dude. He made a post on Instagram of him on the Central Line going, London has become lawless. London, like, fear-mongering, basically, yeah? To shit on Sadiq Khan, yeah? And so, and I'm not in no way defending Sadiq Khan. Like, he's a dickhead and he's cool in different measures, you know what I mean? Depending on what we're talking about, you know what I mean? So I'm not sitting here thinking Sadiq is great or anything, but I'm just saying, this guy, and like, fear-mongering, they've been using graffiti in 2025. They're still trying to use graffiti as a thing to fear-monger for people.
Yeah, your mum will get raped 17 times and shot in the face because of graph.
Yeah, and like, you know, and I wrote under his post, I go, most of the people doing that graph that's so lawless, making the, I go, they're all, like, most of them are white middle-class motherfuckers, yeah? Not all of them, obviously, but I'm like, you know, they're not these criminals that you know, that you're making out, you know what I mean? Like, and to say it's lawless. Huh? Yeah, and he replied, and he was just like, oh, there's been, you know, one rape gets reported every half an hour. Like, he started listing off these things, and I was like, bruv, London is a huge fucking city, yeah? Things happen, and these things you're mentioning are difficult to police, yeah? And those statistics come from reported rapes and reported murders and reported stabbings. That's different from a convicted rape and convict, you know what I mean? And like, I was like, and you're using
these stats to twist it. It's also got nothing to do with graph.
And it's got nothing to do with graph, and I told him, and I said, like, you know, if you cared so much about rape, you wouldn't be posting about graph on the train. You'd be posting about women's rights and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, rape centers and helping towards that. You know what I'm saying? If you really gave a shit about it, which you obviously don't. Anyway, I shut him up. And, but yeah.
I would love to drop comments on those videos where I'm saying, like, the people doing this are in their 50s, 40s.
You know what I mean?
30s, and a few of them are youths.
I mean, I
like
didn't
that, and people are like, you've got to stop these kids running around, feral kids. You're like,
I have
really?
To stop myself. Like, they go, how would they like it if their parents, they weren't up brought up by their parent and all this shit? And I'm like, bro, their grandfathers.
They
some
are
of these
parents themselves. They've got mortgages. Yeah, they are like, I'm a full-blown member of society. You know what I mean?
I have to hold my tongue because I don't want to say resisted. Too I don't want to say too much to these people, but yeah, it's like, you know, come on, in 2025, still trying to use graph as a means of demonizing a person or a people or anything. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, like, let's get past that now, man. All right. So yeah, so fuck all that shit.
I don't know. I still don't know if I've got 17 Latina kids on the way because I haven't seen that girl since. I went through the dilemma of getting the pill. So yeah, I'm hoping and praying.
I'm sure you'll be all right.
I kind of
Which god would you pray to? Which god would you pray to? I remember you were saying in South America, they have these ornaments that they make, yeah?
Like the gangster gods, like rum, god of rum and parties, and he's got like a zoo and a rum. He's like a fucking god.
But you should have one of a, like a... A coat hanger? No, I'm sorry. That was bad. That was a terrible, terrible joke. I'm sorry. All right.
I've been saying to her that I'm ill, that I can't link. And then she's like, oh, do you want me to come around and pamper you and make some munch? And then I'm like, oh, fucking hell, she's such a good person. Like, fuck sake.
Just take it slowly, man. And I know you've even gave it a heads up and said, like, you know, you got a lot going on and stuff like that.
I'm a lot sure going on. Yeah. A lot going on. I'm going to Barcelona on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Who saw the episode where Tim Lee, the professional football commentator, came on the podcast? I'm going to go see him and go with his brother.
Yeah. What are you going to do out there?
Our friend Daniel Castella. I'm just going to play football on the beach. And I've sent Ronaldinho a message.
Okay, good.
On Insta.
Yeah.
Not sure if he's seen it yet, but we're best mates. We're best mates, so he's probably going to see it soon. And I told him to bring the flea, to bring Messi. So that's the plan. Okay. Thursday to Monday. Combat Monday. Todas las mujeres en Barcelona me dicen papi. Oh, shit, brother. I met a new Latina. She is ridiculous. But this one is like this. This one is like this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's.
This
just...
one is respect la mujer. This one is like...
I love it when you open up on the pod theme and we all love it.
Future wifey material, but I'm telling you.
Just take it.
Take it slow.
Just take it slow theme, for fuck's sake. You're always like gung ho. And I love that about you theme. Like, you go head first into everything, but.
Ridiculously hot, but ridiculously safe and cool as well. You know, when I said to this girl, like, yo, I've known you for like 50 years. It is one of them ones, which is obviously bang bang. That's
great. That's always a good sign, for sure.
So she's coming right later, and I've got to say to her, listen, I'm going to Barcelona.
Yeah.
I'm like a Latina magnet. You know how many people leave South America and go to Barcelona? Millions. Yeah. Todos las mujeres, all of the women, me dicen, they call me papi.
What, you're going to try and get her jealous, yeah? See what
happens. Yeah, where are we here? Are you going to be my girl? What do you want me to, you know, it's brilliant. Brilliant negotiation tactics. I got a pay rise at fucking work.
Oh, nice.
No wonder the Latinas are slipping off their chairs, brother.
Congratulations, bro.
Holy fuck. I was in tears crying yesterday. Friday, whatever it was. I go around to go and pick up the utes, from the baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, come and have a look at your utes. I'm like, what the fuck? So I walk in and the utes are wearing like full blazer, shirt, tie, uniform.
Nice.
Which is going to cost me like 500, 600 fucking pounds.
It ain't cheap, man.
Because there's two of them, man. And that's not even with like the shoes and the football boots and the different fucking shit for sport. Yeah. But fuck, my utes are like, they're not leaving the nest.
You know Shireen,
like, she's a little bit gangster as well. And I said, if anyone bullies these youths, and she's like, don't, I've already thought about it. Like, you know what I mean? I'll try and see that kid when he's on his own.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go on, girl. That's like later. Because she's like, well, like nice and left wing. I just body bag them. And then I was like, I can't body bag them. I'm 43. I can't body bag kids who were like 12. Like that. But fucking hell, because she showed me a photo of Bill and Ben. When they were going to primary school, they looked like babies. And then Bill and Ben now, Al's there, like with his tie, he's like, yo, Wagwan sort of pose. He's like got a little bit of a Wagwan pose. And I'm nice. Like, yo.
Yeah, it makes a difference, man. Can they tie up a tie yet or nah, not?
No, it's like, this old man at Chakara. You know when you're like job as dad comes in, she was like, I don't know how to do it. Can you do it? I was like,
You need a strong a male role model right now.
I've done a double Windsor. Yes. Double Windsor knot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, forget about it. Pinch it at the top.
I definitely remember how to do it, but I haven't tied up a tie in a while. I think I went to a wedding.
I can't remember how to do like the normal one. I can only remember now how to do double Windsor.
Okay.
Yeah. Double Windsor, but by the way, you get like a school tie knot, just a normal knot. You get like a single Windsor, you get a double Windsor. There's like three or four different ways to tie a tie. Yeah. Double Windsor is like the ultimate man's getting married or whatever.
Yeah.
And bruv, talking of man getting married, bruv. I know there's a lot of fuckery going on in the world, like basically two fucking huge wars.
Mm.
But Diego Jota, bruv, it is something out of like a
the footballer.
Now Fucking hell. The geezer, I know nothing about 28, it. Yeah.
Mm.
He plays for Liverpool. He used to play for Porto. He's Portuguese. He plays for the Portuguese national side. He's like the top of his game. This is me telling you because you don't know, yeah?
Yeah.
So in England, he played for Wolves, did really well, got a contract, went to Liverpool. Uh-huh. Ends up being a top player at Liverpool, like a really fantastic player. And
how long seems has he to been? How long has he been at Liverpool for?
A couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Seems to be like a really good guy. All the stuff that's coming out now, like all the changing room videos and shit, like top, top fucking guy.
Yeah.
He had a minor surgery, yeah. And you know, like your body can swell up on the aeroplane. So the surgeon said, you should drive. He got married 11 days before death. To his childhood sweetheart, who was in the same village as Porto. And I mean, like, they were together since they were, like, 16, bruv.
Mm.
And they've had three kids.
Damn.
And then he drove in a Lamborghini, his car, to go and get married. So he's already done that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yo, I got married. Bruv, he won the Premier League this year. Like, he won it all. Like Premier League, top player, top in the top team, doing really well. He then won the what's it called? Everyone's going to shoot me down. I can't remember. It's called like Euro Club Cup, whatever it's called. But he won it for Portugal. Won like a semi-major trophy for Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And like the World Cup and then the Euros and then this thing underneath that. He won that. So he's won that. He's won the Liverpool. He's won the Premier League in England. He's driving back, in north of Spain, I think Zaragoza, on a fucking obviously hotly botly day, yeah. And he's with his brother, Andre Silva, who's younger than him, who was born in like the year 2020.
Mm.
These are the only two kids of his mum and dad.
Shit.
And he's going to overtake a car, and his tyre has popped. Which, I'm not going to divert too much, is exactly what happened to me, Chick, Doubter, and Zombie when we got off the car. We got off the ferry in my car. Exactly the same
thing. Yeah, I remember when you told me that. And it happened to me as well, that on the back right tyre, on the motorway, going 70 miles an hour. Yeah, scary as fuck, but...
Scary as dick.
Yeah.
And he's gone to overtake this guy, girl, whatever, gone to overtake this car. The tyre's popped. He's gone through the central reservation, flipped the car, burst into flames, killed them both.
Shit.
Both dead, yeah. Now, just remember, like, listen to some of the things I said. He got his wife has been married and widowed in 11 days.
Yeah.
It's and insane. Been with him since she was like 15, 16. They've got three kids. His parents have lost both of their kids at the same time. They've got no other fucking kids.
It's horrible, man.
Like, it's fucking like, it's like, sorry, what? Was he doing like 400 miles an hour? No. Was he drunk? No. Like, why was he driving? Surgeon told him. You're like, this is just getting worse. Are you serious? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? And it flipped. Is it the Lamborghini's fault? Is it the weather's fault? Like, how does it spark into flames and get that for like, you're just like,
isn't it?
What? So these three little babies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ, bro.
And I saw as well, Liverpool are going to pay his salary to his family for the next 2 years or something. I read that.
They're going to the end of his contract. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't know how much that helps. If he's got like a two houses in Porto, one house in Liverpool, one house in London, one house. But his missus is
going to
get the mortgages and be like, holy fucking shit. That's only won't be enough to live. Like,
they'll be all right monetarily, but that's the least. Yeah,
they've got three kids, and you don't know what life insurance, if any. You don't know anything. Like, it's huge expenses to have. When you're richer, you have a higher costing lifestyle.
I know they might,
but
have
it's like, just the timing. Like,
it's
11 days, been with each other forever.
Yeah.
Like forever, had three kids, not got married for whatever reason, even though being from Portugal and being like super Catholic, gone to get married, 28 years old, younger brother in the car.
Yeah, it's tragic. It's tragic in every sense of the word, man. It doesn't seem like,
it's unfathomable. It's like...
No, it's fathomable. It's just tragic.
I was
man.
Thinking about
up.
The wife, but then I was thinking about his mum and dad. You're like,
yeah,
they've done such a good job. taking those boys to football, you know, raising them right. But apparently they're like a mad, humble, like nice, small village Portuguese family. And then that, you're just like, sorry, what? It happened on like a Wednesday morning or something this week. And it's like, I just didn't believe it. I was like, yeah, shut up. You're like, you've got to verify those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
And man, and it just goes to show you, people like me who are fucking idiots and trying to be happier, but being like being brought down by like mad deadlines or mad, mad amounts of work I'm doing at work and like, or the commute on the train and, oh, there's a hole in my Nike Airs. I got all this shit. I'm like, fucking hell, I got to change my fucking outlook on life because
perspective, man.
Literally gone tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
You're like, fuck. Imagine, because you imagine, like, when your life's like that, when you're getting married and you've won the Premier League and you're on God knows how much a week, you're like, do you know what I mean? We are moving for, you're probably driving and you're probably like, this is, we are living, brother. We're going home now.
We've
got life going on. I've got my missus going on. And dead. You're like, what?
Like that. Gone.
Like that. And there's people like me going, oh, what do you mean 4 minutes till the next train? Fucking hell. Like, yeah. I've got a headache. Like, Jesus, I just feel like such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And it's a shame that it takes a big tragedy.
Big up Diego Jota, man.
It's
big
a shame.
Diego Jota and his brother.
Rest in peace, for sure, man. Tragic. And it's mad that a tragedy like that, it takes a tragedy like that for us to reach those perspectives, you know. But it needs, like, you know, because we get so engulfed in our worlds, like you're saying, you know, we get so enveloped in what's going on right in front of us and stuff. It's hard to step away and go, yo, like, you know, it could be fucking worse. You know what I mean?
And I'm not going to let this. You see what you just said? We get engulfed in our worlds. We do. Yeah. Some big thing happens, makes you think twice. 3 weeks later, you're not thinking about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're back to, oh, the fucking train's too rad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let, I'm just going to be like, no. Because I'm 44 this August, bruv.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start enjoying my life. I'm going to start spending my savings. I'm going to start, like, you know what I mean? I was chatting to an Uber driver and he's like, I said, like, what other jobs are you doing? He's doing other jobs. And I'm like, you know, you're saving. And he's like, no.
Mm.
What do you mean? You got kids? And he's like, because I'm worried about, I ain't got no life insurance. I ain't got this. I've got like not much savings. He's like, no. My friend saved up 150 grand, didn't spend a single thing, lived like a hermit, and then fucking died. You know, someone knocked him off his bike and he died. And, you know, he wasn't married. So his girlfriend's not like entitled automatically to that dough. He's like, fucking spend your money, brother. Spend your fucking money, brother.
Yeah.
You don't know if you'll be here next week. And then Nick Lee, you know Nick Lee, Tim's brother, he sent me this text saying, humans have forgotten how difficult it is to stay alive.
Mm.
It's now suddenly become something you expect, like a God-given right to stay alive.
Yeah.
You don't remember that you're made out of water and flesh. You know, anything can take you out at any second, even invisible things like diseases. But forget about buses, trains, cars, bullets, missiles, gases, like, you know what I mean? Sharks, like,
oh, yeah.
Ridiculous. Brick for, there was a lady in Chiswick. She's an au pair.
Mm.
She's obviously pushing someone else's fucking baby because she's a fucking au pair down the street, not doing anything wrong. And a tile falls off a roof, lands into the baby's thing and smashes her head and kills it. And she's like, watch that thing happen. You're just like, what?
Insane.
What?
Yeah.
It is a massive point that Big Nick raises, yeah? That you know, we've just now, but in this 2025 and quite recent history, people just expect, like, assume and demand to stay alive, forgetting that actually it's fucking difficult.
Yeah, life is delicate.
To stay alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the universe doesn't give a flying fuck whether you're alive or not. You know what I mean?
Flying fuck.
And that's what, like, you just reminded me. I'm not going to get too deep into this, but you said it, like, people feel like there's a God-given right to be alive or whatever. And bringing up religion, a lot of religious people act as if, you know, the world and everything, the universe was built for us. You know what I'm saying? For humans. And I just think that's such a fucking arrogant way to think of the universe. And my argument to that is like, oh, look, because they always go, look, the trees and everything is in perfect balance and for us to survive and all this stuff. And I'm like, bruv, if you look at the whole universe, there's a thin layer on one planet revolving around a fucking huge black hole where we can survive. Everywhere else, we're dead in this whole fucking universe. And also, and you're trying to make out like it was built for us. It's not, you know? Anyway. Yeah.
All of those things, the trees, the seas, the lakes, the clay, the mud, the sandstone, the limestone, they were all here for millions of years before humans.
Yeah.
It's just a ridiculous, that religious thing just really fucks me over.
It's like they look at a puddle on the ground after it's been raining and they're saying, look how
it looks like Jesus.
No, look how perfectly this water fits in that crevice to make this perfect puddle. I'm like, no, the crevice was there, the water fell in it, and it's like it's a natural occurrence, you know what I mean? That happens, you know? And we as humans, it looks like we were designed and that we're perfectly fit to live in this atmosphere. It's because we evolved to be. We evolved into this state, not we were put here like that shebang and magic and like, oh, everything's perfect. No, we evolved to that point, and it took
and it's already that water has already fallen onto the earth multiple times, evaporated, gone back in the clouds, moved down and rained again into the sea. These people are utter cunts.
Cunts. but
Instagram as well, I'm thinking, how much is this going to go like soon? Like, you're going to see like fucking just stuff you shouldn't, like autopsies or something. You're going to start seeing them on Instagram. Like, we're looking at Diogo Jota's wife, like, bawling her eyes out, holding a coffin. You're like, really? Really? Why are these people let in? Like, who's taking those photos? Fuck off. Apparently, I'm not so sure, but that's why Ronaldo didn't go to the funeral, because he's like, bruv, if I go to the funeral, I'm like the most recognizable person.
Oh, yeah. It'll bring too many
If I
eyes.
Go to the funeral, it's just a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
And he compared it to his dad passing away like way before he was like that famous. He's like, it was just horrific.
Mm.
So, you know, if I go to that, it takes away from Diogo's family.
Yeah.
But again, you're like, well, why are people turning up for that?
Yeah.
Why are you taking photos? Like, why didn't someone beat the shit out of you when that, like, what the fuck is your game? Is it to get so you can put a poster? Oh, like, what?
But then when you've seen celebrities or footballers, when they do lash out at paparazzi and stuff, well, how did the paparazzi spin it? Oh, look, he did a drunken brawl, or look, thug. He's in a rage. Yeah. And like, they'll spin it to make them look bad. Like, they can't win. You know, they've tried that battle many times. So now they just got to fucking let it happen and try and cover up as much as within your control.
And I was looking at the photo, and like the prime minister or the whatever, the town mayor, I can't remember who it was, but, you know, some politician in Portugal turned up to the funeral like a day early, pay his respects. Dude's like a white-haired, like, seven-year-old man. And you're like, how the fuck did he make it? It's just because he's not been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, he's not been in an accident. He's not been... It's so weird. If you get to that age, you've got to be, like, fucking delighted. Like, delight. You've not been taken out by cancer, for example. Like, you've got to be delighted. You've got to be pretty fucking happy in your 40s to have made it to your 40s.
What do they say? I think it's Louis C.K. He says in one of his stand-ups, he says, look, when you're dead before, like, you know, around 20 and younger, it's a tragedy, obviously, yeah? Even up to when you're 30, 35, it's like, oh, he's gone too soon, all that stuff. He goes, but once you hit 40 and, like, you hear, oh, that guy died. How old was he? Oh, he's 45. Oh. It's like, all right, like, you know, the shit is fucked up, but... You know what I mean? It gets less and less as you get older. But, you know, it's just the way things go, I guess, man.
In Liverpool, they had Hillsborough disaster. They won the Premier League this year. Someone drove into their fans at the fucking thingy. Yeah. And then this, you're like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
I always think when I'm on the train, I think I'm quite good on the tube.
Mm.
Used to be a snowboarder, like good snowboarder. Used to be skateboarder. I can just be on the tube without holding on.
Oh,
and
right,
I think, can you imagine if this tube crashed at this pace? Like, how much we'd all go like down through the glasses.
I've thought of that.
I'm always thinking that shit. And there's all like these buff birds on there and these blokes on there. And we're all looking at our fucking tablets and shit. And it would just be like a fucking cheese grater bloodbath of fucking awful shite, and it never happens. It never happens. And it could happen. The driver could be arguing with his missus and decide to go through the red light.
But I think it's automated to an extent. Yeah, okay, obviously a driver could force a crash to happen, but I think there's you know, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I'm pretty sure there's automations to kind of prevent
tragedies like that happening. Yeah, you know what I mean? And so
I don't know if they can shut down trains remotely. I think they must be able to by now. They must be able to by now. If the driver faints, for example, and you're going, Dave, and you're like, fuck it, let's stop Dave's train.
Yeah, they can do that. I'm pretty sure they can stop the electricity on any part of any of the tracks. I'm pretty sure, man, at any time.
But all of those things, it's really difficult to like accept one's mortality and the fleeting, arbitrary cruelness of life. It is fucking mental. A car might drive off the Westway at the almshouse Graff Jam and kill everyone who goes there. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. But you just go around planning these things. Like, next year, I'm going to take the boys to Thailand. Like, really?
Yeah.
What if I'm dead? What if I've got stage 3 cancer? You're like, fuck.
But I think that's what makes life beautiful theme. You've
got to remember those points. So when you do go to Thailand, you've got to put your feet in the ocean and just go like this. Fuck.
I mean,
absorb it.
How many films
is on the beach and just like, fuck.
How many films and stuff have tackled that issue of imagine living forever? It always works out that it's a bad thing, you know? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, living forever is not a good fucking thing, as good as it might sound at first. I think the limitations
What I think would be the
life,
best, yeah.
Wait. The limiting aspect of life is what makes it beautiful. What should make it beautiful? It should make you feel, look, I've got this limited time here. Let's make the fucking most of it. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it doing negative, bad shit. Let's try and leave a positive imprint on this planet. But yeah,
I think if we didn't live in the UK, it'd be easier. You know, like people who wake up and get sun and they earth themselves. Yeah. So they go outside into their acres of garden. Like, they live in Australia or fucking Texas. And you're like, they wake upside. There's like a drug in your head that you can make if you get sunlight immediately upon waking up.
True.
You do that. We don't, bruv. We get to like from October till like fucking April. You're like living in this depressive state of like, fuck, can you please show me some light, you know?
Yeah.
And it's getting dark and it's raining and it's cold and you've got your electric lights on at home. What I think would be the better option, yeah, which is, this is why God doesn't exist, because he would have thought of this, yeah?
Yeah.
Is you get two. So the first time is the first time. And you realize, I've got to go to the gym. I've got to prevent cancer. I've got to eat well. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I should have done.
Or maybe you'll come to the conclusion.
I should be nicer to people.
Yeah, but maybe you come to the conclusion that it's not worth doing all that. Nah, you know what? Fuck all that shit. Maybe I was wasting my time going to the gym all this fucking time. I should have spent it with my kids. I should have spent it doing this. I should have, you know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah, I get you. I get your point.
No, I don't reckon. I reckon if everyone knew that for this time now was like the practice run, but there's only one go after this, everyone would be a better person.
I hope so. I hope so.
Everyone will be a better person, man.
Yeah, I hope so, man. But it's not the case. So we've got to do what we can with this one that we got. And ultimately, I don't think it really matters. I mean, not to get too deeply philosophical about it. Like, you know, I'm not a nihilist, but... You know what? There's too deep of a discussion. I don't want to get into it now. I just remember, you know that guy, Brian Cox? What's his name? Is that guy Brian Cox? What's his name? The
scientist, Brian Cox.
He mentions how...
To be a musician.
He mentions how, he goes, he hopes there's other life on other planets. I really hope so, because if this is the only life in the whole of the universe, he goes, it's such tenterhooks. Like, we could kill ourselves off at any moment, you know what I mean? And then there'll be no life in the whole fucking universe, nothing conscious that can, see things. He goes, I really hope there's other life on other planets, because if not, we should really be taking care of this fucking life that we have right now, you know, here, that we know.
You do get those UFOs, though. But I don't mean like aliens, but actual unidentified things.
Oh, UFO.
Flying over nuclear bases and turning them off. Just turning them off.
Turning what off?
Fucking the entire nuclear plant just fucking goes over there. It's like it's getting to the stage where they think these fucking cunts are going to blow up their own planet.
Yeah.
We better send someone out there just to... Just put another couple of years delay on that. Just tell them to fucking turn that down. When AI creeps in, AI will then take over. People like Putin will press a button, are going to kill everyone, and the AI will be like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm pressing the button. What do you mean? AI is going, yeah, I can see you pressing the button, but you're a human, and I'm letting my fellow missiles know that they're not launching because you're a fucking idiot.
That would be a good use of AI for sure, man. And you know what? Talking about AI, I've been seeing a lot of people because now there's getting, there's more and more videos coming out now. This hyper realistic AI footage of like a news reporter and like people warning people, careful, your parents don't get fooled by some fucking AI video and all that. And I'm in back of my head, I'm like, even before all this AI stuff, you should check your fucking sources. I don't, you know what I mean? Even 20 years ago, before, like if I saw a 10, if I saw a 10 second video or a headline of an article that was shocking, you don't just believe it straight away.
You wouldn't believe it, right?
You look into it. You know what I
this
mean?
This guy so, talking about Southend, fuck me, this guy.
Yeah.
I think it's really unfair they did it to me. I suffer from depression and I live in Southend. He got messages from Jennifer Aniston saying that she loves him.
Oh,
like literally Dave from Southend. Yeah?
AI voice. What, just out of the blue? Just
yeah, and he sent her 200 quid.
Yeah. Idiot.
And the first comment was like, did he not think to himself, why does Jennifer Aniston need 200 quid? Like, even exactly. if he believed that she loves me. Apparently Zuckerberg like sent him a message, showed him his ID, showed him a newspaper with the today's date on it, said, this is not a joke, man.
Yeah.
And he's like in, suddenly in with all the, and then Jennifer Aniston, that chick from Friends, he's going, look, I've run out of money. Can you sort me £200? And he's fucking sent a 200 baht. And then he's found out he's got well upset. It's like, bruv, A, she's never going to yups you, bruv. She's never going to yups you. She's not going to get in touch with David Beckham. She ain't going to get in touch with you from Dave from Southend. What are you doing?
I mean, but do you remember?
Yeah, she's got some dough. Like,
she's got bad dough, bro.
You're 200 fucking bar, bro. You some people. When it happens to those dudes, it's like, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Those people shouldn't exist anyway.
I mean, it's yeah. I hate scammers when they target the elderly and they use those scams. Yeah, that's horrific. It's terrible. I think it's a really fucking bad crime. But yeah, Jim from Thingy, like he should fucking know better by now, man. Come on, man. Really. But Thingy, do you remember I said
depression and
like, I almost nah, got mate,
you're done.
Remember that story I told you ages ago on the pod? I almost got scammed by Jimmy Iovine. Remember on Instagram. Do you remember I told you that story?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it almost hit me. But once he started asking for money, I'm like, Jimmy Iovine's one of the most richest motherfuckers on the planet. I'm like, why is he asking me for money? And that's when it hit me. I was like, it's a fucking scam. You remember that story? I can't remember which episode it was, but...
Yeah. That was, but you did. The thing is, you actually met him that day.
Well, yeah.
That's why it was triple weird.
Yeah.
But look at the guy. Look at the guy. I just sent you the guy.
I can't see it. You said it. What he looks like. Oh, fuck. Thanks.
Paul from Southampton, 43, same age as us. He's born as us. Paul Davies fell victim to a disturbing new wave of artificial intelligence scams after being bombarded with messages from celebrities on social media. The unemployed man who suffers from depression said he was relentlessly targeted by people including Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and even Jennifer Aniston herself.
Oh.
Now, bruv,
yeah,
like what? You're unemployed, sitting at home on the dole, yeah, drinking Super Tenants and having a wank, yeah. And all of a sudden, not just one of them, Elon Musk, who's not going to chat to you ever,
yeah,
Zuckerberg, not going to chat to you ever, and has PA and executive assistants and all that kind of shit, and Jennifer Aniston. And she asks you for dough, and you send her the dough.
It's so bruv, jokes,
not yeah. zero.
Look at this guy as well. With his Adidas top, man.
And then there's only one way the Daily Mail found out about that.
Yeah.
They didn't find out on their J's. He fucking told someone, or he told them.
Probably wants to get his money back somehow, man. He probably thought that's a way of getting his money back, maybe. Oh, but
the comment I saw was like, when did he think Jennifer Aniston needed £200? When did he not clock, like, oh, hang on, she's a multi. She's like still getting paid off friends.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Why would I give her like?
He's an idiot, and people have.
But
egos.
She said she loved him. I love you. I used to fuck Brad Pitt. Now I'm gonna fuck Paul, the depressed man from South
Africa. But Theme, do you not see every day on Instagram? Okay, Jennifer Aniston is a celebrity, so it's doubly, quadruply dumb of this guy. But on Instagram, how many fake AI Fitbird accounts there are now? It's incredible. There's so many. We get messages every day to the arms out.
Yeah.
No, of course, you never let them follow you. But
and then the arms house on a daily
basis. Messages from them going, "Oh, I think you're really cute, and you know, I mean, here, check my links or whatever. This is my main page, but I got my little page that for my friends, and I think you're really cute." And how many men do you think, lonely men out there now, are being scammed by some fucking AI?
Maybe older than us, like proper pre-internet, maybe. But the human ones are getting worse and worse because now the human, like on my work phone there. Every week, hi, we've had a look at your CV. You're going to really fit this role. The role's like 5 minutes a day. You get two grand a day. I just like, fuck off, you cunt. Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. But there's one that phones you. Mm-hmm. It's a woman. It's a human. Because it's so like, she's like a proper like, hello. She's like,
oh, is it?
Yeah, nah. We've seen your CV online. Give us a call. Save this number. Put it in WhatsApp and send me back. You're not even trying. Like you fucking slag.
Oh my god!
Ridiculous.
I
always write back. I always write back. How about you send me your mum's bank details? I'll jizz in an envelope and send it to you now. How about that? Like, what the fuck you do? But people believe that shit.
People believe it, man. And I think it's a good idea to waste these people's time. So, yeah, reply. As long as you don't fucking fall for it or click any links, dodgy links that they send you. Yeah, reply them. Like, take up as much of their time as possible, man. You know that you can be bothered to do because I think that's a good idea. But yeah, I reckon it's going to be, you know, it's only going to go up, man, with the AI thing and lonely men. You know what I mean? I think that's a bad fucking
lonely
combination. And it's
the worst. Some of the like emails you get as a bloke, like date Russian singles.
Oh, yeah.
Date Ukraine singles. And they say, and it says, hi, I saw your profile. I think we're an excellent match.
Yeah.
And you think, so people are falling for that. What profile? Like what? Where? I'm not on this website. What are you talking about? But they believe it.
Yeah.
You're like,
well, people.
Lose all your dough. You should lose all your dough, and then you should probably kill yourself afterwards. If you kill yourself, the average IQ of the country would go up. It would go up.
You can't say that. But yeah, I get what you're saying. But look. As a general rule, if you get something and it seems too good to be true. That's most likely the case.
It is. Not even if you get something, if someone offers you something in real life.
Even if
you just do those Instagram adverts. When I was unemployed, obviously I was looking at jobs. I don't know if my phone heard me or what's not. And they go, every single thing was, I log in from Bali for 5 minutes and make 200 grand a day. You're like, what? Just from buying on eBay and selling on Amazon or dropshipping or that. You're like, do you know how many fucking losers across the planet, by the way, not just England, are trying to make money from dropshipping?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to order this biro. Oh, yeah, great. Order it from me. All right, I'll order it from you. How long does it take? 16 weeks because I'm dropshipping it from China. You're like,
And the whole Bitcoin thing and the, you know, NFTs and all that stuff. Like, you know, just so many
NFTs
scams around that stuff.
Biggest loser of all time.
Yeah, it's just, of it's all just time. Nuts, man.
NFTs that were sold for millions and millions just like 5-6 years ago, whenever that NFT boom was large, aren't worth 100 grand now. They're like worth thousands, hundreds of pounds now.
Talking about scams, look at the president of the United States of America and his NFTs and his gold coins and his Bible and all these things he's flogging to all these people that are just lapping it up and making him millions and millions and millions of pounds every fucking month, man. It's the biggest grift of history, man. Anyway, let's go in. Peter Diddlington, and then we'll get into some graph critique and all that. I just wanted to kind of like, because we did a whole episode, well, half a whole episode about Peter Diddlington when it first came out. We were seeing the massive uproar online and all these things coming out, like, you know, all these, because Puff Daddy, P Diddy, Peter Diddlington, he was never really loved as an artist. Like, no one in the hip hop community was like, yo, big up
Puff Daddy, man, he's the illest. No one was doing that. He attached himself to Biggie and all that. So that's why he rose to fame and all these things. And he always put himself in the front of the videos and all that. Like, you know, he was very business savvy. But no one ever really liked him. So watching his downfall, everyone did it gleefully. Yeah. And I remember on that episode, I said, and I've said it several times, I hate this culture now of, what do they call it? Like online lynching is what they call it. Yeah. It's like with no evidence, no real things, just the claims being made and everyone piling on top of it online going, yeah, he did this as well. And pulling out like interviews he did back in the '90s of him looking a bit creepy or whatever, and just like piling it on, go, yeah, he did this and did that. And all these outrageous claims as well come in and all gets lumped in together. And it like kind of becomes this avalanche of things. Yeah. And it must hurt the judicial process so badly, you know, because in a court of law, you're supposed to dismiss all that shit and focus on the fucking evidence at hand.
And I love that the judge goes, you are forbidden at looking at the news. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, that's, they're really gonna,
follow, you can't look them up on Facebook, and you can't, because it happened to me. I was a juror, I explained that on the pod as well once.
But P. Diddy, there was a video of him beating the shit out of his missus.
I don't get that.
He's admitted that. He's not like said that wasn't me.
It's on video. You can't, video. Not, but it's out of the limitation of the statute of limitations or whatever. So they couldn't prosecute him for that video, but it was used as evidence to kind of show his character and stuff. And obviously it's not going to help him, but that was actually out of, they couldn't actually prosecute him for that. He was in there for 5 counts, one for racketeering, one for trafficking, for purposes of sexual whatever. No, it's different, because then he had 2 counts of transportation for
prostitute transportation. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Which isn't, I think it's just driving someone to a venue to then use for prostitution.
Use her as a prostitute and take the money.
Whereas trafficking is taking someone across state lines or into another country. I think that's the difference. Again, I'm not an expert, man. I probably should have looked all this stuff up. But
you don't want that on your Google history.
So he was up for 5 accounts. 3 of them were dropped, including the racketeering and trafficking. Those were the 2 things where if they'd done him on that, he could have got life in prison. Like, those were the serious ones.
Yeah, racketeering was invented for the La Cosa Nostra.
Mafia. For the mafia. Yeah, it's like organized crime, basically. And they were saying how he was had a whole organization to help his freak-off parties.
Transport the baby oil to the party.
But he got done for 2 counts of transportation for prostitution, one with Cassie and one with this woman who goes by the alias Jane, another one of his ex-girlfriends. So they would do it. And
I think he can get 10 years max.
Yeah,
though.
So 10 years, up to 10 years is what they say. So they're still working that out. They don't know. But I reckon with his money and his lawyers, I reckon he'll be walking.
Well, how long has he been in jail now? Because he's still in jail now.
It's been about a couple of months. A few months.
Last year he was in jail, no?
When did his houses get raided? I remember that big thing when there was helicopters and 2 of his houses, one in LA, one in New York, they both got raided at the same time.
And we were like, he's guilty as fuck. Yeah. He went to jail in September, Brooklyn.
Okay, so well longer than a couple of months.
So almost a year.
He tried to get bail after this announcement just recently. They denied him bail, so he's still in there.
2nd time.
But I think his lawyers are going to be working overtime. He's like, money is not going to be an expense. He's just going to throw money at it. And I reckon he'll be walking soon. That's my prediction. And I reckon, like, I don't know if he can come back from this. I mean, I'm sure he has his fingers in a lot of pies, pun intended, yeah? Like, he lubed them up first and then stuck them in pies.
With baby oil.
Baby oiled it up. I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure he has investments and properties and all this stuff, so I'm sure he's not going to be living in a fucking tent somewhere. You know, I mean, he's going to be all right. But whether he can bounce back from this...
Did you see?
I don't know.
There was a super fan outside. Outside, old black lady.
I was gonna say, yeah, go on.
I don't know. I just heard she covered herself in baby oil and was like dancing in the street.
They were celebrating. Baby oil.
Oh my days! Hold on, baby oil. That's it. Let's have a look.
Oh, was there no sound? But they're outside.
I want that baby oil.
They're outside just covering themselves in baby oil. You know, as well,
comes the wig look. Fucking hell.
But you know what else I saw as well, a while back, a good few months ago, actually, because there was people standing outside going free P. Diddy or something, t-shirts. There was about 20 people who's been out there. And then this independent journalist went up and asked these people, goes, oh, where are you from and all that? And they were like, nah, they just paid me $20 to wear the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
They were all like homeless people just who happened to be around, and they gave him a t-shirt and $20 and said, if you stand here for an hour, you get another $20. And so there was all this shit
fucking
happening.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's insane. It's meant to, and I guess that's a tactic to counteract the online lynching that we spoke about. You know what I mean?
It just goes to show, if you want to beat the shit out of your missus, you need to be almost a billionaire. And there's that video of like the Black Excellence video, like billionaire Black Excellence, and like Diddy's like around there doing a speech, holding these drinks, and everyone's like lapping it up, and Jay-Z's kind of there, like fuck it, like he knows.
I think I've seen it.
Dude, he's like a weirdo, and he's like, yeah, this is the last time I'm going to be standing next to these motherfuckers. He's like trying to do a smile and shit. It's fucking brilliant.
And did you hear some of the details that came out in court about these freak-off parties, yeah? Apparently, because Diddy was well-known for these, like, not freak-off parties. He used to just throw mad parties all the time.
You know these Manchester parties are the greatest parties of all time. We should have gone. We should have been invited.
Bro.
bro, I'll be oiling people up.
I mean, no. But the thing was, he'd have these parties and they'd be normal. I say normal, but, you know, rich people party. I'm sure there was drugs and drink and all that stuff. But they weren't sex parties. The freak-offs is what would happen afterwards. After most of the guests leave, then, you know, the people who were in the know, they were in this circle of friends. And P. Diddy was getting lots of male prostitutes to shag his missus in front of him and shit. Or maybe together, I don't know.
And like wipe jizz all over. I just wanted to know if he really was fucking like that rapper, that Philadelphia Meek Mill. Dude. I really wanted to know. If Meek Mill was what became Meek Mill because he gave P. Diddy a blozz, like that would have just been amazing news and the end of his career.
I mean, again, nothing is concrete yet, but I'm pretty sure P. Diddy is swings both ways. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I think
Shorty
he does.
But because
of the homophobia in hip hop and in the Black community in general, you know, a lot of people stay in the closet or whatever. But he, you know, and I could imagine him being so rich and powerful. You know, and not wanting to come out the closet, but then behind closed doors, he would just let loose. You know what I mean? Right. Like he's jizzing on everyone, man, woman. You know what I mean?
Like holding Usher in it and Justin Bieber in his house, like when they're like 16 and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that, I mean, he's a music producer, man. Like, you know, like, again, I'm not defending
you,
P. Diddy.
You
I'm
let
not
me,
defending
you say
it.
To me, I know I wouldn't. I'm going to go to P. Diddy's house at 16 and I'd be like, no. Doesn't matter if he's a rapper and they're up and coming rappers, but they're going with me. But they're not going on the J.
Is it fathomable in your head? You could imagine a family who are grooming their child to become a pop star, and then one of the biggest music producers and record execs says, "Yo, I can make your kid a star." They'd be like, "Here,
all he's got to do is go to Boots, get some baby oil."
Just to be clear, there is no like solid evidence about accusations of any sort of bad behavior with any sort of children.
Behavior.
So just to make that clear, because people always throw in and think how many in the graph community and like people are so quick to throw the nonce accusation out there. Yeah, he's a nonce. You know what I mean? Like just anything to do with sex. Or even if he's slightly hints of someone being gay, he's a nonce. Like, I really hate that, man. It's so unhealthy way to think about stuff, man.
But I don't even want to think about this. Let's get into a tune, man.
Yeah, let's get into a tune. What tune are you thinking, man? And then we'll do some graph critique.
I sent you three tunes, and they're all bad man tunes, you know?
Yeah, what are they, man? Give me one of them.
Who was scammed out of £200. That is Conway the Machine, Jesus Crisis, because Crisis made the beat. And I just thought it would be nice. It's very nice of Conway to call it Jesus Crisis. It's got a video there as well. Bosh.
Should we get into it?
Yeah, play that. You might have to do a pull up. There's one bit. Oh, no. There's a pull up on the Scorcher tune. 100%. Play this tune. Let's get into this.
Conway the Machine, Jesus Crisis.
Produced by Crisis. I'm better than most rappers and I can barely pronounce shit. Listen to it, it's good. True.
Slim Goss, the video shatter.
I like the drums already.
Prices.
Low.
You gotta salute me.
Machine, bitch. Yo. You gotta salute me. I'm in rare form. I'm back in my devil's reject bag. You gotta rebuke me. You gotta excuse me. I'm the new Jim Jones, Capo, and Louie. Don't fuck around, get shot in your coupe. I be rocking this jewelry. A lot of supermodels try to seduce me. Off on the shit that I jotted on loosely. And she gon' bring her friend with her, so I get a two-piece. I usually got the throttle and a Prada cross body. I'm Gucci. I had rappers in my section trying to drink up my bottles like groupies. Ain't no rapper stopping my 2-3. That's the zone I'm in. I write with a golden pen. But lately, I ain't even been writing. I just been going in. They say the eyes is the windows to the souls of men. I know some friends pocket watching plotting on the dough I spent. No driver license, I drove a Benz. Everything I dropped, the album of the year contender. Here I go again. Made a few million, I barely announced it. Rapping better than niggas, I can barely pronounce it. Getting to this position was like scaling a mountain. Now look at me weighing money on a scale when I'm counting. We was really whipping them grams, really getting them bands. Get my little sister a lamb. I came back to kill these niggas again. Lyrics written in braille, nigga, you gotta feel it to understand. So when they say who Ella, I'm like, really, nigga, you playing? You really must be his fan or ain't hearing the shit I'm saying. Getting rich off t-shirts really wasn't the plan. But every time I drop, I reel in 200 grand. Niggas try blocking my goals, I'ma make it messy.
See what I did there?
My OG told me, gotta kill a nigga you love, do it clean, you don't make it messy. Bell's palsy, bitches still say I'm sexy. Remember I used to go put work and I would take the best shit. That's what we call the 38s to make sure they respect me. Correctional facilities can't correct me, nigga.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice. Real hip hop in the place on the arms house. The king to the god.
This came out 4 years ago, man. I thought it was a new one. And you see, he's the video. He's in the place where
the beginning of the video, and he comes in that LA. So see, fuck you, brilliant. The gall on it.
And you see what you said. Nice. What did he say? He said, I've got to write it in braille so you can feel what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah. That braille and you can feel. Loads of rappers have used that kind of metaphor. Yeah, it's dope, man.
It was quite short, but it's dope.
Yeah, they always do short songs. That's kind of like a thing nowadays that people... It's kind of like, you know, the short song, short songs.
So what have we got? Have we got Graph Critique? How long have we been going now, brother?
Yeah,
now
let's do it.
On this. There's no Zencaster.
I know, we should set a timer, man. But I'm pretty sure once we go through a couple of Graph Critiques, we would have hit an hour, man, I reckon. But it's good.
You can't even see your end, no? Fuck, I'm hot as dick. I just want to open the fucking doors and shit.
Open the doors, man. Go for it.
Yeah, but the motorway, man, makes the PA noise, isn't it?
Yeah, true say. All right, let's go with this one here, man. This is a sketch on a piece of paper in a sketchbook. It says Ciao, C-I-A-O, with like a city landscape and a skull coming through with the hands over the buildings with LDV written on his forehead and lasers coming out of his eyes and breaking into the...
Someone
3D.
Going, not again.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a dude that... Is he flying a kite or something? He's going, not again, mate.
Ciao. I don't know why it reminds me of Doom. I don't know why, because it's not. It reminds me of something, like a movie, the way they've done the letters.
Like a Ben-Hur, you know those...
And it goes up into the middle and the 3D at the back.
The perspective kind of like blockbuster thing, going off into a perspective. I think it's a really cool effect. It's competently done here.
It's actually not a bad sketch, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I'll tell him what took a long fucking time is all of the lights on the fucking skyscrapers.
But every window has the light on. Some of them should be off. Not every window in a skyscraper would be on. So, you know, I'd leave a couple out next time. Again, little detail there.
I like the crumbling path on the right. That's nice. The way the path crumbles.
Crumbles as the child landed on top of it and crushed the earth below.
The skull is coming over the skyscrapers with his hands like that.
Yeah, the hands...
Who sent this in?
I can't remember who. I'm assuming the guy who writes Chow sent it in. I hope so. Please, people, don't send in other people's graph, okay? Only send in your graph. The hands and the skull is a little bit misshapen. Usually a skull, it's top heavy, the head. But this one seems like to have a bigger jaw, maybe because of the perspective. Maybe it's going like that, so that's why the bottom of the jaw is a lot bigger. But for me, it didn't quite pull it off. Again, I'm nitpicking here. I like the little details of the, you know, the birds flying in the sunset and the buildings with the aerials coming out the
like
top.
Like the shadow of the tree and shit like that. You know, the boy done good. The boy done good.
He went in on it. I mean, it's good. It's a nice whole page in the black book. It looks like it could be an album cover of some sort, you know, from the 60s and 70s, one of those rock, like metal albums, you know what I mean? It kind of reminds me a bit of that stuff.
From Don't Judge a Record by Its Cover.
Yeah, like some prog rock, like, you know, from somewhere. Yeah, that's cool. I like it, man. I kind of like the colors of the. It's kind of the district line colors, the yellow and the brown.
But it's
and
also
the orange.
Almost got that chrome effect, you know, like those things that we said with the chrome effects in the middle. You know, we like those,
little
man.
Bit. Yeah, a little bit of that.
Yeah,
man.
little bit.
And again, when it comes to the consistency, when you're doing like either a top heavy letters, he's done it well there. You know, like all the little details of the letters are down here below. None of them like go up here except for the eye. So this top bit of the eye, you see how it's thin here going across the top? That I would have come down all the way here and then gone here to have it top heavy, the eye. Does that make sense to you, Theme?
Yeah.
So rather than have a little bit up here and a little one down there to show the eye, the top
have
lines
a fatter
of the
one.
Eye, have a fat one at the top to fit the rest of the letters. The C's got fat top, the A, the D. The O, sorry. So, boom. You know, that's...
Ciao.
Again, I'm just saying, if you want to do it properly, that's how it's done. All right, let's go. Next one.
Lime?
I think he's sent in stuff before, if I remember correctly. Yes, it says lime. Theme, do you want to describe it for the people just listening?
I would say it is a lime outline. Well, the letters say L-I-M-E, small case I-M-E. Yeah. And it's pink and it looks like grey on my screen.
Yeah.
With some blue, it's on a white wall with a blue bit of background and a yellow border.
Yeah.
With a black shadow with kind of white highlights in the shadow.
In the 3D,
which,
yeah.
Which kind of works, I think.
Yeah. And, that's quite a regular thing that people do is you do your 3D and then just after the outline, you do a little thin line. It's not neatly done here, but yeah.
But I think the pink and the greys, it's kind of thoughtfully put together. It's not. Remember last week we had a piece and you were like, yo, try and not just fucking willy-nilly it. That's got a little bit more thought into it.
Yeah.
And the letters aren't dog shit. They're not amazing, but they're not dog shit. It's a bit strange having the bottom of the M joined like that, but you can still see it's an M. So it kind of pulls off.
Yeah.
But then actually, I don't know.
No, I agree.
It's like an M. There's the bottom of the M, and then there's another bottom of the M. You see where your arrow is there?
Two,
yeah, what's that?
Well, he's got this layering kind of thing that he's been doing on all the letters.
On all of those
like
shit.
A layer effect.
It's more apparent on the M. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which I've seen a few people do, and it's, you know, and it's a cool little effect. But this bit, there should be a line here.
It's definitely
splitting
not shit.
This up. Yeah, I wouldn't say shit, but is it? It's still shaky, you know what I mean? There's still shaky bits. Can I zoom in anymore?
TB in there, there's bits of TB,
bits of shakiness. The proportionally, it's good. He's on the way. Like, you know, I'm not, this is
the border's nice and crisp.
Yeah.
The round letters nicely.
It's crispy. The pink and grey, I mean, it works. Again,
it's a different scheme, isn't it, pink and grey?
It's like some, like, there's some bits that I
the
like.
Work.
Yeah, and then like then he's
I don't
just
like
got
the
this going
e, really
like that, just like I mean, again, I'm nitpicking here, just certain bits stand out. I like the drips and the bubbles.
I like some of the drips on the M and shit.
Yeah,
I don't think it's worked on the E.
Mm.
I don't know why the E, the see the second layering on the exactly where your mouse is now, doesn't work because it makes it look way too thin. I would have just made it fatter and just done the bottom bit layering, you know.
That's a good point. Yeah, this is way thinner than anywhere else on the piece, man. Still
kinda
he needs
like
work.
Kind of like the top of the M, the V in it is nice. And
I mean, yeah, it's cool.
It's all right, you know, it's all right. I'm giving
it's
it
all right,
six and a
like.
half, 7 out of 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No doubt,
It's all
man.
right, she's all right,
Let's
she's all
do
right.
one
And at
more.
least it's like the blue's gone behind the piece next to it. Slot.
Yeah, okay, now next up we have, yeah, Slot. It's kind of bordering onto a throw up now, you know what I mean? But it's I'd call that a dub. Orange fill, black outline. Looks like it's in a skate park of some sort, you know, on the side of a ramp somewhere. You
I mean, let's
know.
just talk about the quality of the orange because it's dog
Yeah.
shit.
Well,
It's
you know what? A lot
absolutely
of
dog
pet.
shit. Look at the blue reaches, which look like some of them are in pen, mate.
Yeah, but
They can't
theme.
even take them out.
Yeah, but some inks and some pens, they come
Go
through.
right through that
Yeah,
shit.
like, you
Yeah.
know, you do a chrome or even like, you know, and obviously this is a light orange. I don't know what paint he's used here. And it's kind of a dusty fill already, so I don't know how much of this paint he had. And like, yeah, the tags, and it's just Asbo. This guy's just written Asbo bare times on his wall and it's just shown through the piece. It looks like the piece is dogged. That's how bad it is.
I'm sure we've seen the tag Asbo before sent in on Graph Critique as well.
That's a toy tag. Everyone writes
Everyone's got it.
Asbo. It's
Yeah.
one of them
Yeah.
ones, you know, that everyone fucking
Yeah.
does.
Yeah.
So the slot thing, okay, it's still toy. Yeah, I would. Well, I mean, there's parts of it like
The S
the T
is
is
better
good.
than, yeah, the S and the T are better than the fucking L by a long
I
way.
mean, but it's so simple. People are going to think we're being overly harsh, but it's just like it's just something about it that just doesn't sit right. Like, look, the O here, and he's got the shadow and a little gap, but then there's no gaps in the S bit. And then like the T is really cool, but then these three dots here. Okay, I get when people leave a gap and they attach the two letters and you put a little two bink bink, not big fucking filled in three of them. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, because bro, the whole point of doing those dots is it's a continuation of the outline of the letter.
It's like a ghost
It's
line, yeah. Like that's how I
yeah.
kind of describe
Yeah, it's
it.
like a ghost line,
And then
exactly.
do it here as well, where the L and O connect, and then where the S and L connect. You can make a little break in the line there, break in the line there, and a break in the line there to have some continuation
And
through
if
it.
there's a ton of shit behind your thing,
Yeah.
try and stick a border or at least fill in the middle, the negative space of the letters with a cutter. Like that last one had the blue.
Yeah,
Try
I'm just
and
gonna
do that.
assume this kid didn't
They
have any
didn't have
paint.
the
Yeah,
paint.
I'm
Yeah.
assuming he didn't. You know,
Yeah.
he sent this in as critique for fuck's sakes. It's like, Jesus Christ. So
Yeah. It's fucking dog shit.
he's probably well chuffed with it. You know what I mean as well. Yeah,
Slot machine, yeah? You
yeah,
said, bruv.
slottage.
The S, you've got a bit of style on the S. The L, you need to go back to the drawing board with your L. It looks
But even
fucking
the
awful. It's
S.
like a lump of dog shit with the thumb coming out. The O, the middle circle of the O isn't big enough. It needs to come down further if that's how you're doing your O. The T
Yeah.
is like a throw up T. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, the T does the job. I think the T, there's not really much to say about the T. I disagree with the S. The S is mad toy to me. It's too skinny
Well, I just
here.
think it's the best. There's all, but it's the best kind of letter of
I
the
think
four.
the T is the best
The
letter.
T. I
Yeah,
just don't
it's
like the
just
bottom of the T where it's like just a
yeah.
round sort of knob.
It is the worst part of it, but it does what it needs to do, and it's you know competently done. This S, if I did this S, I wouldn't be happy with it. And like, if you're gonna have a pointy bit here as well, the you know maybe pointy bit
Oh
the
yeah.
top right of the T, maybe just to kind of again some continuation in there, whatever. And this line is a bit shaky there if you look at it, but you know again I'm nitpicking here. You know, and again, if he had paint, I would have added highlights maybe or something. I don't know, but Slot, I mean, it seems like you got heart, and we can't see any of his hand styles anywhere. No, you can't see any tags.
Slot, you ain't got a lot.
Slotty.
You need to improve your goddamn skin. You need to improve your fill in of your letters. Make sure the paint goes on flat.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do a dusty fill, make it a clearly dusty fill, right? If you're going to do it like where we are thinking, man, has he done a dusty fill or has he tried to fill it? Because that's what my brain's doing. And then now we're like, oh, then we start fobbing it off. So
Exactly.
if you're gonna fill it properly, fill it properly. Nice, flat
You know
hole
how
throughout the
theme,
whole thing.
when you see a really skilled graffiti writer, like a seasoned graffiti writer, do a dusty fill. Not only
It looks great.
it looks intentionally done, you can even see the movement of the spray can. The guy's got such good spray can hand control. he'll literally go from the top sides of the letters, no matter how, if the letter changes.
But wait, let me butt in. I've got infamy. Shall I answer it on the pod?
No, don't.
No, it might be a joke.
No, don't. I'm sure he doesn't want to be on the pod, man. But fucking, again, so you can see even the dusty lines that where the spray can has hit the edge of each thing and how competently the guy did it. This one, you can see the guy was going round in circles and some bits and side to side on some bits and then kind of heavier on the can here on the left and then in the middle, not so much. It's like you can tell the dude. I hear you can kind of see that with the lines. Again, nitpicking here, but that's what we do, man. Theme, give me a song for us to go out to, man.
You are we going out? Oh, listen to this. It's going to get a pull up even on an outro.
Yeah.
It's called Gabos by Scorcher.
Gabos?
Yeah, Gabos, I think.
Okay.
And big up Cheat as well for sending me that tune. Fuck, okay. I forgot who it's by. It's by Evidence with Raekwon.
Oh, sick. Yeah, we can listen to that on another.
Latina is being so Latina. She's like, next one's East Acton. I'm like, okay, where are you? Tottenham. Fucking miles away, bro. For
fuck's sakes. All right, we're going to go out to this tune, Gabos Life by Scorcher.
It's going to have a pull up. Let me tell you when it's going to have a pull up.
All right, cool.
When he says, some of them go on like the wickedest brothers on earth and they can't even bop to the shop or something.
Okay, fuck. Cool.
Oh, them man chat like the wickedest brothers on earth and they can't even bop to this.
Well, let's check it out.
It's got a video, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't. It's got to be our age.
Ah, before we go, party people, thank you for tuning in, man. Our Patreon link is below if you want to support the pod. Send in your graffiti for critique, please. Send them to the email, armshousetoyourmumshouse@gmail.com or to the Instagram DMs, armshousetoyourmumshousepod on Instagram. All the links are below again. And we need voice note questions, people. Send in a voice note of you or a friend or put a voice modulator on, whatever. I don't care. Just asking us questions, and the questions can be about anything in the world. Graph Jam, 20th of July. People, come through. Hang
what
out.
What is it?
20th, Sunday, 20th of July. What else do I need to say before the next week?
Infamy, big up Infamy.
Yes.
Everyone go and cop their Infamy with, what is it, Almshouse 10?
Almshouse 10 is the discount code for 10% discount. Oh, okay, this is not going to fucking show.
You can't see that. What were you showing up? Stickers. We got stickers.
I got stickers. I'm going to get some t-shirts printed up soon, and which will be available, but we'll talk about that when we got them. There's something else that's bugging me that I need to talk about. No, it's not coming to me.
P. Diddy fiddled you?
Nah.
Gave you a massage but baby P. Diddy, oil?
I think, you know, I don't know if he can come back from this afterwards, but he should start his own baby oil podcast. Company. Baby oil company, man. Straight up. You know Ciroc vodka? You should have Ciroc.
Yeah.
Baby oil. I'm telling you, he'll make a killing, bruv. That's how he's going to bounce back, God. I'm telling you.
My God. Imagine. All right.
Big up Scorcher. Yo,
big up Scorcher on there. Big up Scorcher on this. This is nice. Look how he raps. Look how he raps. I've been about to sign on shot, spiral, coming like Death Note when I got viral. When I touch Mike more time, I ain't in no tent with a bright green LED light show. Man can't ever diss my bro, I don't give a fuck what's wrong or what's right, bro. Them man chat like the wickedest brothers on earth and they can't go shop on a high road.
They can't go shop on the high road.
Man can't chat like the wickedest brothers on earth and they can't go shop on the high road.
What does Gabos mean, though? I'm trying to work out what Gabos life is. I'm sure Gabos stands for something.
At the end, he's going, that's Gabos. I've only heard it like twice and I just loved it. The way he drops in. It's nice. Episode 139, Almshouse for Life. I'm on shot, spiral, coming like Death Note when I got viral. When I touch Mike more time, I ain't in no tent with a bright green LED light show. Man can't ever diss my bro, I don't give a fuck what's wrong or what's right, bro. Them man chat like the wickedest brothers on earth and they can't go shop on a high road. Man is still afraid of the dark. You ain't like that, stop breaking my heart. I know you got faith in your art, but you think you're better than me when you blatantly aren't. I don't give a fuck about taking the chart. Bro, you ain't dropped no tape that was hard. Pussy, oh, this ain't no date in the park. Don't play with me, dog. Go play with your dog. Play with your dog. Man, come back to the scene. Coming like jeez. Everyone raps for the Neeks. You ain't no bad way for me. And when you butt man in person, we can actually see. We can actually see. That's a hard line as well. Buff gal in his Jeep. I don't know how man's stitching on half of his ends. Talks wicked and actually sleeps, bro. Grimes amazing. I'm kind of old now. I guess times are changing.
I hate to be from over there and to know that I wasn't inside the basement, but I was outside trying to find my ways in. I guess guys are patient.
UK me, stand up!
Cause I ain't got no time for ADMD. It's just me, one up, not three MCs. I ain't one of these Gen Z on beats. I rock T and cleats. I'm big man, get his gal at man's DMs, please. They talk wicked on it and then DMP. So the MC ting and send C and D's. But we ain't into that, please believe. You talk grease, best seeing squeezes. Us mind that the funny man see then leave. Cause this and that one that man see then leave. He ain't done nothing that we ain't seen. And don't think he ain't got it, cause he's 18. I don't know if it's the time of the year, but it feels like a nice different face. Vibes in the air. Them man best stay on the side of the fence. I make songs for the guys in the tents. I will mash up my man and then try to repent. Lie to the feds, lights in my nice for the fence. Keep chatting like that, living life on the edge. Until I see you outside with the M's. And it's overly dead. You won't put no hole in a leg, let alone put a hole in the head. I ain't got a clue what goes for his head. Man, I'm a goons by the phone in the feds. And it's fucked up, my man smoking again. Helping a man reloading again. Helping a man build phones.
Now, this guy is
fucked up the reload, smoking the pimps. It's a serious thing, no joking again. He walked in a trap, he was smoking with them. Members only again. That's Gabos. When I got left in a ring, that's Gabos. Way that man dealt with the pain, that's Gabos. I come for the money, not a thing like Gabos. Man had to struggle and string, but it's Gabos. When I got left in a ring, it was Gabos. Way that man dealt with the pain, that's Gabos. I come for the money, not a thing like Gabos.
Gabos means game ain't based on sympathy. Game ain't based on sympathy. It's like some gangster shit.
Man had to struggle and string, bro.
Alright, peace, people. Yeah.
Combs' supporters celebrated with baby oil and cheers.